Hello, welcome to the Bite Size Manga Podcast. This week we're talking about Dragon Ball Chapters 191 to 200, bridging the gap between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. This week, as always, I'm joined by Ryu, the artist formerly known as Mr. Meeseeks.
Yes.
Hut, under the spell of the tower.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Ben, as always. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, so one thing I wanted to mention just off bat, like I said, we're bridging the gap between Tower of God.
Earlier.
Right before we started, that's also the joke of this one, the tower. That wait for Hunt's intro. No, but like we're bridging the gap between Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. Which, how did that go for you guys? Because, like, the different, like, for me, obviously, I'm doing physical copies, so there's a difference between the first half of the series and the second half of the series. How is that for you guys? Like, did you all have it listed under one, or?
Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z is just Dragon Ball in one original run in the manga.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just,
okay.
They decided to split it off.
Then this is a frustration that is purely for me, because what happened for me was that we have a very lovely count for doing 10 chapters. Per episode. They reset the chapter counts. So it starts at one. So instead of doing like, oh, we're gonna go to 520. For me, I don't have to remember that Dragon Ball ends at chapter 194.
You're at chapter 6.
I'm at chapter 6. Because it's
annoying.
And
bro,
that's gonna be so annoying, bro. I know about that because it was very frustrating. And I was just like, first of all, the loveliness of like the round numbers that we're doing are cooked. But this also means I'm going to have to take notes about which chapters we're doing because I literally won't be able to go off of what I read anymore. So for the intro, if I struggle more from here on out, blame Viz.
For the intro, what you can do is you can be like, we're reading one chapters, in this case, let's say 201 to 210.
I'm going
to
differentiate it. Like, we have these
of the full series. For Dragon Ball Z specifically, we're reading chapters 17 till 26.
So if you are like a physical reader like me, then we are reading up until Dragon Ball Z chapter 6 and the end of Dragon Ball 191 to 194, because that makes sense. Also, so I'm wondering, did this happen for you guys? Like, did you keep getting footnotes about stuff that happened in Dragon Ball?
No, I haven't noticed it, at least. I could
the reason. So, thing is, Viz decided to split Dragon Ball and into Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z because of the popularity of the anime that split up OG Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z, right? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, most people haven't watched original Dragon Ball. They have just gone straight over to Z. So to make it more accessible, I assume that they take notes from what happened in original Dragon Ball and put it on the Dragon Ball
screen. Yeah, every time they reference something from OG Dragon Ball, there's a footnote like, see, Dragon Ball, whatever.
Yeah. I did see one of those, actually.
And they have special, which, like, that's not weird. Dragon Ball's been doing that for a while. But where, like, they changed it is that they say, this happened before the events of Z. And I'm surprised you didn't mention this, because, like, the reason why a lot of people haven't watched Dragon Ball is because when it originally started airing outside of Japan, like, in the US, they didn't air Dragon Ball, they just aired Z. So
that's why people usually that grew up in the US watch Dragon Ball Z through Toonami, which only streamed Dragon Ball Z. And that's why when it becomes more globalized, people are just going to refer to it through like Dragon Ball Z, unless you're like from Spain or Mexico, where where they have Dragon Ball is huge there, like ingrained in the culture.
Do you think that's also like part of the reason that like Dragon Ball is so big there is because they got it from OG Dragon Ball?
Yes.
And then, like, I'd say so.
Got the extra boost in popularity from Z.
I mean, it also gives them more time to like to ink and ingrain to the culture, right? Because if you have that whole like essentially 194 chapters of extra stuff that can just be absorbed, like you're giving more info towards the community. Mm-hmm. Like, it will give you more, like, time and opportunities to, like, get to know it and, like, it to be ingrained into the society.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, quick side note from that, I love the memes where it's, like, the cartel shooting me down and then seeing my Dragon Ball figure fall out of my hand. You don't know that, man? It's, like, some memes on the internet, because the cartel, like, the Mexican cartel, like, being, like, very big, like, Dragon Ball, that's the meme. And then whenever, like, they, like, do stuff and they like accidentally kill another Dragon Ball fan, they're like, no.
There's been like people spreading the news that every time new Dragon Ball information drops, cartel activities drop for 2 days.
That's crazy.
There's no like good way that we can actually get our hands on info about that. Except for working for the police, which I don't want to do. So.
Fair.
Also, I'd have to go to Mexico, which I'm not doing.
I don't want to get the orange filter. No, thanks.
Okay, that's just talking about the bridging of the gap between Dragon Ball and Z. Let us talk about the ending of Dragon Ball OG.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
If we're going to go by... First, like the start, the ending to Goku versus Piccolo, I thought that was it was pretty nicely done, because first we have Goku actually doing like the meteor combination to knock down Piccolo and then knocking him down for the count, and the count starting, and then Piccolo piercing Goku through the chest, right, and then Piccolo.
That's more shoulder.
That's
probably more shoulder. And then Piccolo, I at the end there, it showcased two things. Piccolo now making the same mistake as his father by actually taking out all of Goku's limbs, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So he learned from his mistakes, or his father's mistakes, I guess. And second, it showcased Goku's resilience and willingness to like keeping this in 1v1, even if, you know, Piccolo was willing to kill him, and that was like a breach to the rules, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a nice thing that both of them.
I do want to say one thing. When Goku comes flying after he like all Link prepares, and he comes flying with the head first, I only can only see like the Golden Boy meme of like the head first flying through space.
I don't actually know that Golden Boy meme. I thought you were going for the Viking Golden Boy.
Yeah, I thought it was Viking too, but I got it.
I think it's from The Boys, I think, right? That golden one I'm thinking of?
The Boys?
Oh, the Golden Boy from Gen V. It's The Boys spinoff that happens after Season 2.
Oh, I was thinking about the anime.
Yeah, no, it's from The Boys,
I wouldn't know that. No.
Yeah, I've watched it, but you know,
it's like he's flying like a comet, and it's like they put on some like I forget what meme.
I was already gonna be like, I haven't seen Golden Boy, the anime, so I was like, man, that show gets wild. What? I thought it was only 5 episodes.
Easy. Yeah, I thought of the anime as well, but no, it's talking about.
I didn't even know it was an anime. I'm gonna be honest.
And you'd love it. It's super horny. Yeah.
Okay, what? That's.
It's true.
Hey, where's your shamelessness now, huh?
No, I'm not even gonna acknowledge that. Anyway, Goku wins. Then we gotta, of course, get the Sensor Beam.
No.
Okay.
I love how fucking, what's his name? Like, Yorobe just comes out of nowhere. He digs up. So, like, presumably, when Piccolo did, like, this giant, like, nuke explosion, he like saw that coming and like, oh shit, he ducked down, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it's quiet now, assuming shit was left. And then I think that Goku deciding to spare Piccolo is something.
I feel like it shows Goku's more mature now, right? Because now he's actually, instead of killing his opponents, he decides to spare him. But also, he doesn't decide to kill him because, you know, that will also kill Kami.
Yeah, see, that was going to be my point. Like, I think it's less he spares Piccolo rather he wants to save Kami. I think that's more the difference
between. Yeah, but it's also fine with Piccolo, you know, changing and being like, I'm gonna keep you as my rival, and whatever you do, I'm gonna be one step ahead, so I'll be ready whenever, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Piccolo doesn't do harm to people on a regular basis. He is just purely, he will only try to do it whenever he gets to finally beat Goku. Goku is, like, the first step, and then he can get the world domination. So Goku will always be there as a first target, I guess.
Which, ironically, this is an ironic difference between him and his father, right? Because, ironically, the original Piccolo... Like Piccolo Senior, he would have just gone ahead and done it anyway until somebody would stop him. But because through him creating Piccolo Junior, and implanting him with the idea that he must be Goku, the one who defeated his father, it ironically stops his whole plan
of world domination.
Because of what he's implanted in him, he won't do it until he's beaten Goku, right? And that's a sizable difference between them, and I think that's very neat.
I didn't even put that together, but yeah, that's a good point. Like, that is his new set rule, as they have to follow first to before domination.
Yeah, it's a much more subtle hubristic downfall of the villain after the original villain is already dead, which is just kind of wild if you think about it. And yeah. I'm not entirely sure if it was planned, because it kind of just shaped up that way. But it's shaped up beautifully. This is improv in a DC campaign beautiful. When it comes full circle.
Somehow it comes full circle, but just purely through improv.
Yeah, and that's phenomenal.
I feel like that's great. Even.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I actually did have something to mention about the Piccolo Goku fight. So Piccolo at some point says, your vision begins to dim. And you can actually, see that there's white lines and stuff going through Goku's eyes. And instead of vertical, which is used to denote seriousness and stuff, they're horizontal, which in this case is used to indicate fatigue and stuff. Which I think is interesting because I know because one, it's a detail you can actually the light in Goku's eyes, it's beginning to go out, so he's actually more tired. But on the other hand, also what we see later on in this batch of chapters, when we get to the Z portion, vertical lines are once again used to indicate intensity and threat. And also, tangentially, that means energy. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting. It's a very subtle difference that horizontal essentially gives fatigue and vertical gives energy or any high energy feeling like threat or intensity, something like that. It's a very small detail, very easy to miss. I happened to pick up on it. I thought that was a really cool detail.
That is pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. The one thing I do want to mention that, about the Goku is, basically saving Kami, that he picked up on the fact that Shenlong couldn't revive him. Kami used that as a thing. Roshi was like, if you can just revive him. They didn't really think about it that deeply, Roshi, I assume.
Also, just want to point out, if they revive him, that means Piccolo's back as well. This doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, unless you make the dragon specifically wish only Kami back,
Yeah, exactly. Secondly, Piccolo and Kami are separate now, but they used to be the one the same. Assume that the name was fully Piccolo then. He took on the name Kami as that good part of him became Kami.
Oh, wait, I was about to make a joke, and I don't know if you already did this joke last episode.
What were you going to say?
The Kami.
Yeah.
It happens.
But I feel
we don't have new bits.
Exactly.
To call the instrument.
But I feel like they're still kind of the same being, because Piccolo obviously has his father's memories, right? So I feel like he also has maybe something else as well, like his essence, because they're still kind of. Yeah, they're still linked.
Otherwise, right? He wouldn't be able to imprint those memories, right? Those ideas that he gave to him.
Also, when Piccolo originally died, when he made Piccolo Jr., Kami would have died as well. So,
that's
by
true.
Kami being alive, Piccolo Jr. is the new link to Kami.
True. True.
Oh, that's true. That's true. There it is, right there. Facts.
Yeah. So, good thing that Goku didn't completely blow Piccolo up beforehand. Yeah.
Okay. So, now, like, I want to point out. So, Goku finally won a tournament. This is the first time he wins one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of the series.
And it's the end of the series. That as well. But he does it in a really like cool way. Like, and if you think about it, and like where we go to after this, like the title of Strongest Under the Heavens Tournament actually lines up here,
mm-hmm.
because Goku wins it only after he is completely the strongest on Earth. No exceptions. No baddies that haven't been discovered yet. Like,
just... no aliens.
No aliens, like, under the heavens, we know where heaven is, canonically.
I mean, he's stronger than Popo, assumably, as well.
Yeah.
And Kami, as well, because Kami literally stated he's stronger than me, and Popo said he was weaker than Kami. So, by that logic, he's the strongest on the heavens, like, he's above under the heavens.
Yeah, and he finally wins the strongest under the heavens tournament. So, I thought that was, like, really cool, like, if you actually think about, like, oh, the first time he wins, or the only time he wins... is like he actually is the strongest under the heavens, and like obviously I feel like I have to say this because I've been the one who's been the harshest on like Goku power creep and all that shit, and I'm not taking anything back because we're still knocking down side characters in order to build Goku up, and that shit's still fucked up. But it's really neat if you think about that Goku only won one when he's actually fully on the up and up on strongest under the heavens.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's good that he didn't win the other times where he would have been like artificial strongest. He wouldn't actually be the strongest. Superficial is probably the word else.
Okay, so our producer Koala just sent a message in our group chat with a screenshot.
I was going to bring that up actually when we got to Z.
I guess when me and Ryu both thought that Dragon Ball Z would start. And holy shit, we were so wrong. Oh,
that's crazy. So for remembrance, Ben said 395, 200 whole chapters later. I was 349.
Honestly, I was spinning on a 95. I didn't get the first page of Dragon, but the other ones I was spinning on.
You're spinning on the first lesson, I was 349, so I was 150 off. That's still... yeah. A lot of chapters. Yeah,
I was also very confident at what the chapter number was. I said 298.
24 also very.
He was 100 off as well. Damn.
He's close. Well, actually, if we did Price of Right rules, all of us would be out because we all went over by a lot.
Yeah.
But Absolute Value Hut's still the closest. But God, we suck at this.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't expect this to okay, we're in Z now. Like, I clicked, like, some more, like, we're getting close to that instead of just, like, oh, yeah, time skip, and we're there.
Yeah, because, again, this is one continuous series. It isn't split up to OG Dragon Ball and Z in the original manga.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're reading the fucking physical copies, Fizz.
Yeah, or watching.
Reset the chapter count on me, you bitches. I'm gonna be upset about it.
I mean, like, again, that's probably, again, because, like, the whole episode's also being taken like this type of thing.
Like, it's also, like, a special release, right? So, like, if you get the original manga volumes, then, like, it's not going to be this. I had to be a fancy bitch and get the fucking bigger physical copies with actual color pages, which epic still, but they reset the chat. Like, it makes sense that they make that distinction at that point.
Would there be English like copies of the original full Dragon Ball that would continuously?
I think it's out there. Like, you could probably find it. Like, I'm sure they sell it. I just think that it's kind of like the Berserk, like deluxe editions. I think where most of the people that I know that have these series, they get like the bigger like special versions because they can afford to on two. They want to. But that doesn't mean that there aren't people who just have the regular versions. Like, I know one person who has the Berserk, like, small pocket, paperbacks.
The paperbacks, yeah.
Yeah. Also, coincidentally, like, just real quick derailment. One of my friends back in middle or high school. I think it was first year of high school. Like we were hanging out, and he just like shows me the start of Berserk, just almost unprompted, like the first like start of the chapters. Like he's like, I'm just talking to him about
here.
Like,
look at this. Just
looking, like
casting,
I'm like talking to him about like watching Naruto because like he tried getting me to watch Naruto like 3 years before that. Also, this motherfucker said like, oh, you don't have to, like, I asked him like, oh, hey, there's Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, which one should I watch? And he said, oh, just watch Shippuden. So I just skipped 200 episodes of Naruto because
of that. Same.
Even I cringe at that. Like,
those are the same people
that
would be like, just watch Dragon Ball Z, bro. Just watch Z.
No, I got like 13 episodes in. It was like, or like three. It was like 13 or three. It had a three in it, and I was like, I don't understand this. I'm not invested. I'm not gonna watch this.
So it's so dumb. Even better. Because if One Piece was split into like pre and post time skip, people would be like, oh, just watch post time.
People do that anyway. There's people who just started with Wano when that was going on. They didn't read anything else in One Piece. Just started at the start of the Most Current Arc. Which is fucking wild. And you know what? Those are also the people who complained the most about the fucking arc. They were like, this shit's whack. I'm like,
bro, it pisses me off.
The entire thing
is build up, and you did not read it.
Not even.
I have a friend who was watching One Piece. He was watching the anime. He was at Dressrosa, but he was still reading the Egghead arc. He was still reading Egghead.
This pisses me off. This friend of mine, like he confuses the fuck out of me because, like I said, he also just showed. It's like, hey, you know, we were talking about
look
what
at
he
this
at the time, and he was like, oh, you want to see it? And then just showed me the start of Berserk. Which, if you don't know, Berserk,
No. Just open the first page right now.
I can grab it if you want me to.
No, we will get demonetized because the first page. Is the main character Guts having sex with a demon and then killing it?
To be fair, the demon was first
demon
like
was
a
woman.
Beautiful girl at first, and then became a demon afterwards, which he already knew because he felt.
He was like, "Aha! I got you in my trap." And Guts was like, "No, no, I got you in my trap."
No, he had some mark that like he will bleed when something is next him. Yeah.
Whatever. I'll figure it. Yeah, so that's just one of the.
Yeah,
I don't remember how we got on this. Oh, right, with the Berserk and Vizbig editions.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I got them is because I think it'll look better than the paperbacks, and they take up less space.
I'm not a fan of the brown on the paperbacks. I know why, like, it makes complete sense for Berserk, but black and red looks so much better.
Yeah,
it looks so clean. It's the leather as well. It's so pristine to just, like, touch.
Yeah.
It's generally good.
I would buy it.
Though, if you're laying in bed and you're trying to read, you will get a stomach workout. Because that shit's heavy, bro.
Bro, you're doing a chest workout. You're like, just like fucking puffing.
No, because like, I have it like on my stomach. So,
oh,
like
that,
like,
yeah.
Like, they're fucking heavy. And they're
big. I would be like this and just like, just have the book.
Yeah. You have no blood in your arms.
Yeah, the biggest manga I've read, like physically, is probably just Monster. Because it's like, it's pretty thick, like the first volume.
Yeah. Oh, we should get back to Dragon Ball Z.
Yes. Okay. No, I wanted to talk about the ending first before we could do like reflect on all of OG. I liked Roshi doing like the tie-in with Kami, being like, if it wasn't for you, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, and like that was a very much like reflective thing.
Yeah. Like, Bulma would have gone to Goku. Goku would have just continued living in the forest. The Pilaf would have probably taken over the world.
It was very nice, and the collage that the company did was lovely.
Mm-hmm. And then
did you guys?
We have...
Wait, man, I'm curious. Did you have like a like after like the ending and like that Goku flies off on Kintō together with Chi-Chi, which can also still hold the thing, which is a very important detail. She's still pure-hearted. I had like. A good like 15 like pages of just art, just like funny like art and like funny pictures
or
some
like
drawings.
Cover pages.
No, they were different. They genuinely like I had like some chibi. There was one chibi page. There was like one page where like it's Piccolo standing with like one arm like this. And there's panels of shock and people behind him. Like a lot of cool like
I like for me they were all like chapter covers.
Yeah, I have a lot.
So, like, there was a bunch of art, but there were chapter covers. And, like, there was similar stuff like that, but I can't quite, like, I can grab it, but that. But I think, like, I don't remember any chibi stuff, so I think that they're different. Could also be that that's, like,
the only chibi stuff I remember.
I just didn't catch it when I was reading it.
It was like the heavens.
Standing there.
Yeah, like standing there with like everyone behind him, like Yamcha, Roshi.
Yeah, that's a cover page. Oh.
Was that a cover page? Oh, okay.
I didn't see it. Wait, I'm gonna grab it.
It was for like last week's patch. Anyways.
I didn't see it then, but. Usually see the cover page beforehand, but.
But, Goku refusing to be with the. Refusing to take Kami's position and just be like, want to live my days.
Nah, fuck that. I want to be free.
Like, bitch. He was like, I'm out of this, bitch.
Yeah, that's too much responsibility, bro. And to
that's
be
like
fair,
garb. It's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very fair. Like, who wants to just govern the earth for like eternity? Sounds boring.
I'm a wife now, bro. I have shit to do.
Yeah, bro. Also, can we talk? Actually, we'll do this after the retrospective.
Oh,
just...
yeah, I see the GB one. I missed it.
I like that one. It looks cool. Also, I think we went past Oda's favorite cover page of Dragon Ball.
I feel like I can guess.
It's the one where. Oh, I think it was one where Goku.
But can I throw a guess out? Because I'm pretty sure, like, I saw one, and like the second you mentioned it, I thought like, okay, yeah, that. I feel like that makes so much sense as like. Oh wait, that's not a cover page. Never mind. That's just like the art for the title page gallery. Okay, so which one is it?
Okay, we haven't gotten to it yet. Never mind.
Okay. So it's a Z one.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. It's a Z one.
So, what do you guys think about the ending of the OG Dragon Ball? Like not just the ending, but like as a whole, how do you guys think about it now, having read it in this style, or just having read it for the first time? Period.
I think it does. Like it's good ending, but it feels like a lot of setup. I feel like, oh, I'm gonna be a rival. I'm gonna tell Edward that we take the world. Chi Chi and Go going off their own way. Kai going back to heaven. Apparently,
I'd argue against that because it just like if it was like bookend here, like this was the ending, it would just fall under the category endings of still doing their thing.
Like, life goes on. Like the world continues. It hasn't ended. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I like definitive things though. Like they have a kid that would still continue a generation. Like they have a kid and the kid still goes on to do stuff. Usually,
I love Naruto.
No, I love Boruto. The best series ever made.
I just hate you.
Boruto isn't that bad. Come on.
Shut up.
Okay.
You.
Also, Ryu, it's funny that you know, we'll do this later. What were your thoughts on OG Dragon Ball?
I feel like reading it like this was. It made it kinda more like. It annoyed me more. Like,
okay, that's an interesting take.
Interesting.
A little bit. But. That's mostly because when we read it like 10 chapters at a time, there was one batch where there's like nothing important happening essentially, and then there's another batch where it's like action cuts off at some point halfway through. There's another batch that works out great, right? So there was like a lot of variety, which is probably
it's a nice mix. It's like a bag of chocolates.
Yeah. So which is probably why I felt annoyed, but. Looking back at it, I still think it's nice. I liked it. It's nice, cool. I like the anime better because there were like a more side quests, but I like how fast paced the manga also is.
Yeah
because the manga is very fast.
So, like, what would you change if you could, like, about our, like, methodology. If we were to do this all again, like, if you went back to, like, when we were going to start this podcast, before, with like knowing what you do now about how it would be, what would you change anything?
OG Dragon Ball, I feel like it would be good to do arc by arc basis because the arcs aren't really that big. Yeah. Z, that's a whole different story, but like for OG Dragon Ball, I feel like it would have been better to do arc by arc.
Okay, okay. I think like it's the that would be give and take because then we do less episodes.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, like I get what you mean. I think we also like we threw that out there as an idea.
We threw it out like, there like at like after 5 episodes. We were like I think like it was a few episodes in.
Like yeah, we were a couple episodes in and we're like we could do it arc by arc, but we'd already started it this way, and you know, like I'm gonna stick with it. I still think that this was a good decision to do this way, but that's
yeah. I want to stick with my guns as well. Like I think, yes, yeah, sure, we could have done arc by arc, and sure, we would have had we've had chapters, like we have a batch of chapters where we went like without doing anything specific, and then the next batch will be like will be the end of that or first batch, and then start the next one. So like a lot would happen. But it also gives for like more interesting perspectives and different
and
ways
like,
to talk about
it. It also gives us time to talk about very little things. Like, if we had a whole arc, I wouldn't have noticed the fucking eyeball thing. Like, we get to talk about very like small things, and I think that's also I think in the long run that's nicer because like noticing these small things and like taking our time with it, I think it has a lot of value outside of you know getting our takes on like what the whole thing is. Like It's slower, it's more methodical, and I like the space that we have to, like, give our extended thoughts. And with that, my thoughts on OG Dragon Ball. I think it somehow holds up better than I remembered. Like, it is still very much that fun and goofy adventure that I remember watching as a kid, remember loving as a kid. I think if I were to give a preference, I would probably still prefer to watch the anime because of like the voice. Like I haven't watched any of the anime episodes besides like one or two, I think, that Hutt recommended for a couple episodes back. And we actually watched it together. And having heard the voice acting in that again and like having heard the voices there again, I would love to go back to that just because of how nostalgic it is. I think the manga definitely has its own like set of like strengths, but I think I personally just prefer for this. I would prefer the anime, and yeah, like it's a fun little goofy adventure, and that's just what the story is. Like I wouldn't recommend this to people saying like this is amazing. This like like as much as I don't like using the word like
it's the peak of manga.
It isn't like a peak story. It's not like OG Dragon Ball, it's fun, and that's what it is. Like it's
the main draw to it, you know, that's like the OG. It's gonna be a fun goofy series.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's like perfectly like what it is, and you shouldn't expect more. If you get more out of it with the fights and stuff, I think that's perfectly fine. But you know, like coming into it with a bit more of an analytical like thought process, like obviously that's what I have been doing. You don't get all that much out of it. Like I think, like I said, it's more coincidental when you do. It feel like, yeah, like I said, like with the whole Piccolo thing, it feels a lot more coincidental when you actually get something that works out very perfectly. Besides the Goku being the strongest son of the heavens, I think that was very deliberate.
Yeah,
like, that was a very deliberate choice, but most of like the analytical, like, oh hey, that works out. They're not.
It's very much just a go along with the flow type of writing.
Yeah, which I like for like D&D stuff, and I think that's like the way I would describe Dragon Ball. It's like it's a D&D campaign, but there's one character that's been min-maxed the fuck out of.
He's Goku.
It's Goku,
and,
yeah.
And the final boss also, like, the DM was like, oh shit, this one guy on the party is so strong, we need a boss as strong as him. And they made Piccolo a thing.
Yeah, precisely. Yep. And then when the party had, like, a bit too, when like the min maxes had still a bit too easy of a time against the main boss, they just invented a second Sage, which was
Piccolo Junior.
Precisely. Yo, this is I might steal this shit for a campaign. Hold up.
Just named it differently. Like, it's just a different instrument.
Dragon Ball reference.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to Z.
Yeah.
Yes.
With that, goodbye to the OG Dragon Ball.
You're I love fun. You, OG.
I at the moment I like you more than Z. Anyway.
We've read five chapters. You can't judge a book.
No, but like from what I remember, because I watched it back in the day, right? Like I watched Dragon Ball. I watched OG Dragon Ball when I was like 10. But like I watched Z when I was like 50. I watched it way later. So I have a lot more nostalgia for OG Dragon Ball.
Yeah. For a second I heard 50 and I was like, damn, you're old, man.
we don't gotta start this on a podcast as well. Like, can I just be a young guy for one of these
games? Young whippersnapper.
You can be a young one if you want.
Yay, get to be young.
Alright, so Z. I thought it was very... So, imagine my shock for the first time. Goku lands, he has a kid. Crazy. That's actually insane. Also,
I just have to do a thing. Ryu, do you have any like thoughts about Goku's kid?
So I know a little bit about Gohan, but when he is more adult, the tiniest bit. I know he uses a sword or something. I know he can go Super Saiyan, but that's like the basic thing I know. I don't know much more than that. So it was really funny that he just showed up with a kid, and I was like, oh, that's gotta be a son then. This happened, yeah.
Can we talk about how it's a 5-year time skip and Gohan is 4 years old? So they got like they got busy very
fast. Chi-Chi went on business.
I have one thing before we move on. The funny part is, and the reason why I wanted specifically Ryu's thoughts about Gohan and like Goku having a kid, because I went back to one of the old episodes last week and watched through it, and in that Ryu said that he knew that Bulma and Goku had a kid.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I had to bring it up here. Yep, to bring it up.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Obviously, like we love you, you know, throwing out like your predictions or like what you think, you know.
It's really the episode of predictions that I've gone wrong, huh?
Yeah. Hey, look, at least with the last one I was on blast with you. I was worse than you.
That's
what happened last time? No, you were talking about
the prediction, like our chapter numbers of the.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I just wanted to bring that up. I happened to, because I was just checking some stuff with the episode, seeing if like there was anything I could do in post to make it better. But I just noticed that, and like, that was fucking hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Knowing now what I know, yeah, that's funny as well. Bulma and Goku don't fit. Like earlier, I know somehow Goku had a son, so like, oh, maybe like it's Bulma, because like Chi-Chi like showed up once and then never came back again. Like, okay, that's gotta
until
be Bulma.
Until
they fucking married. Yeah.
Well, that's some reality TV show shit as well. It's like I've known my husband for fucking half an hour.
Yup.
For real.
That's like, some TLC shit.
Yeah. Legit. 30-minute marriage.
Yep. That's gotta be somewhere. Anyway,
So I have a problem with of course I do. We're 6 chapters into Z. I have a problem. I can't read the dialogue without hearing the voices and the jokes from DBZA.
I knew it.
Look, it's true. When Raditz was doing his monologue, I heard to cap off this expositional dialogue, I am your brother.
Brother.
I heard it, and I couldn't stop laughing, because that's how much DBZA has been ingrained in me. I've watched it like 3-4 times. I've only watched Dragon Ball Z once. So
I've watched both several times, so I can switch between them whenever I want.
Yeah.
What audio did you use, Hud, reading this? Brain audio.
Bro, I can't wait to watch DBZA with you. It's going to be great.
He's just not going to give you an answer, Ryu.
Yeah, you didn't. Huh? What brain audio did you use while reading this? Like, did you go DBZA or DBZ?
Oh, no, I went DBZ with this. Okay. Except for, like, one bit.
Because he's a proper gentleman and I'm a degenerate.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, except for, like, that one bit when Piccolo blasts Raditz. There was this part where Raditz was going to use his attack, and then the two voice actors just fought against each other for to be Raditz's voice actor in DBZ. Remember that, Ben? Yeah. So that's the only part where I made the DBZ reference. Well, one more, but that's...
When like Raditz is like ready to power up, and then he notices Goku's power?
Yeah.
Like that point? Yeah.
It was so bad. The second it started with the farmer, I heard the dialogue. The second I opened it, I was like, oh, the marijuana patch guy. It's so bad. My struggle, I've been super analytical up till OG Dragon Ball because there's no DBA. But fuck me, it's going to be a struggle for me to stay serious during this.
I can tell. I'm gonna make some references, I can tell.
Oh yeah, okay. But to bring it back real quick. So the crew is so quick to pivot. And accept Goku for being a fucking alien, whilst that shit should be fucking bonkers.
Yeah. They know about his full monkey form, they saw his tail, they know about how strong he is, I guess he's an alien, that's how he's so strong.
To be fair, even Oolong at the start of the show, after Goku became an ape and turned back, he was like, what is this dude, is he an alien? There was a panel where Oolong
called Goku. Yeah, he made a joke about that. Yeah. I think the funny part was that I think Ryu in early episode you also joked about that.
I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, but you you didn't know.
I didn't know, no.
I remember me and Hutt exchanging glances at the time.
I think what I thought I knew was Goku was half an alien. I think that's what it was that I thought. Okay. That's why like how Gohan is now then, the son Gohan.
Mm-hmm.
Grandson? Gohan, that's the point.
His last name is Son Gohan.
Both of them are Son Gohan, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, grandson Gohan.
Son Gohan.
Grandson Gohan. Just Gohan, because the other one's dead. So how Gohan is Chi Chi is just normal, human. Is she
the home?
Yeah, exactly. I just said that.
Because she's like the daughter of Ox King.
Really human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe she's half, and then so
maybe she's not even human at all. Who knows? We don't know.
Yeah,
anything.
We don't know her mother, so we can't tell shit.
No.
At least Goku's fully an alien. At least fully a Saiyan, I guess. The one thing I do find weird, I know Vegeta, of course, has the fucking giant V spike in his hair, right?
People call that a McDonald's
Widow's Peak.
Widow's Peak, thank you. Yeah. That's an actual name, Hutt, because I have a straight hairline and people can have
But people call it the McDonald's haircut. It's hilarious.
No, that's the one you have the long strands of hair that go like that. Anyway, I get what you mean with the McDonald's because it's way more exaggerated.
Yeah, I can't make that reference. That's a spoiler.
Vegeta or Reddit.
You know what I'm talking about, Hutt.
Yes,
you,
I get it.
I'm going to call him Reddit because I forgot his name. So we have
Reddit.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
Reddit's
very close. Reddit's and Vegeta both have that, but Goku has a way different type of hair. Like he has still the spiky black hair, but he doesn't have the same type of widow's peak.
That might be a bit of subtle storytelling. That's just to show that Goku is different from them.
Yeah.
That might actually also make sense because he has a scar on his head and he points more towards the area
front,
where his hair parts.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's true.
You think Goku probably had the stereotypical Saiyan fucking ginormous widow's peak and then he hit his head and he got a different haircut.
So his head Saiyan's heads are longer because they have the giant place for the forehead, right? His head is like this. He just it's not as long. That's why he doesn't have.
He got cartoon squished.
Also, can we talk about how Raditz got all the height genetics? Damn.
Yeah.
Goku's a short king. No, wait. We gotta wait. Because at some point, Goku's neck will be giraffe tall.
True, actually.
Dude, that's
Kaku got nothing on
this
guy.
If you thought that we were in Z and I was gonna let that joke go, you would be sorely mistaken.
Talking about his neck, Reddit's neck is crazy. Like, it's wider than his face.
The neck game is crazy.
The neck game is wild.
Look, it runs in the family. The neck game goes crazy.
I want to see his parents' necks. Crazy.
They're dead. Bro, the planet is gone.
The planet is gone. It's true.
They're just heads floating in space because their necks were so long to escape the...
The neck is still like...
their necks are too strong, man.
Yeah.
All right, so they mentioned, like, a really important thing that they mentioned is that Shenron can't grant the same wish twice. So that means that nobody can get resurrected twice. Or it means that if you just word it differently, it counts. Because they say the same wish.
Yes.
So I feel like there's a monkey's paw situation, and it's like...
But how would you make your... if we're like, oh, resurrect Krillin, right? He dies.
No, he didn't say that, though. Like, he can specifically resurrect Krillin again. He can't say resurrect everyone that has been killed by Piccolo. That's what he wished for last time.
Well, can he just say, like...
All right, so Piccolo just needs to not be a huge piece of shit.
Anymore, yeah.
True. Well, would it count? Is it the same Piccolo? Like, it's tech... Would it?
No, it's all my friends killed by Piccolo. Not even everyone, because he didn't resurrect all the humans. Like, all the people that would...
Yeah, that was also really funny.
That's the crazy part. He didn't resurrect any of the actual humans.
We talked about it last time.
But we saw... Like, it's funny, because we saw Nam and Giren. We saw them resurrect.
Yeah, the monster as well, yeah. So,
does it count as friends?
Goku's just a huge hippie, let's be honest.
It's Goku's
the other one that's strong.
To be fair, Goku connects with people through fighting, right?
Yeah.
And he's fought both of them. So I can see it.
Also, okay, so I don't know if this was the case for you guys in your translations, but for me, Piccolo started talking a lot more Shakespearean once Z started for some reason.
That's totally not Mark. Made a video about that where in the Viz translation specifically, he just speaks Shakespearean, like, thou, who art thou, and stuff.
Yeah, like, he has a bit, wait, I'm gonna pull it up, because I remember, like, when he encounters Raditz, like, in the Wastes, he goes, like, and this is precisely what, like, made me do the whole, like, Matt actually went Shakespearean, because this is what he says. What say you? Know you not the one to whom you show such insolence?
Yeah.
What happened to him? Like, did the only book he bring to his waistline? Like, what's that?
Like, he kept a physical strength, so he's like, I gotta go mental.
Yeah, he really increased the mental stat. Yeah. Intelligence was not his dumb stat.
Not really. Yeah, they changed that later. It's like,
no, for me, like, it was just who are you? He just went completely normal.
Yeah.
Like,
he didn't change. What say you, Fee? Like, bro,
have you business with me? I mean, he can a little bit in that, but not really. It's not like, have they some business with art
thou? I'm kind of sad that they drop it later. I kind of like this. I thought
it's like it's yeah, but it's like Viz translating Zoro to Zolo, you know? It's like the same thing, essentially.
Okay, but Zolo ain't dropping hard Shakespearean bars, so like, L, give him the L.
Give a lute. Like, get a lute and replace lute music with play lute whenever you, like, talk about Piccolo.
Piccolo couldn't cut it as a fighter. He multiclassed into Bard!
I could see people calling Piccolo a brute, and Piccolo thought, thou show such insolence to Piccolo.
Insolence, what say you to me?
Honestly, he's more terrifying. Bard. He's more terrifying as a medieval fucking bard than actual Piccolo.
I'm actually so for that. Holy shit. I like this so much more. I hope that we can keep this whole D&D thing going, because just what other classes are other people? Krillin's so monk, we already knew this.
So yeah. Goku does, what's the fucking giant beam called? Something
I was
cannon.
Just thinking, Kamehameha.
No, yeah. In D&D.
Oh, moonbeam?
No. Like the something cannon, what's it called? Something cannon.
I don't know. I haven't run many campaigns that go beyond level 5, so like...
Oh, yeah, fair enough. It's like a high-level spell.
Alright, anyway, so whilst you looked it up, I'm gonna just move on to the next bit.
Yeah, can we talk about how just Raditz just like, oh, blitzes Goku, takes Gohan, and that was like... That was so quick, bro.
And he owned Krillin.
Yeah, he owned Krillin.
Oh my god. Radiant Beam works. Radiant Beam is a just a beef. There's level one as well. It's cleric.
Is it level or one paladin. Cleric? Who the fuck plays cleric?
Boo, true.
Our producer just molding right now.
Wait, Koala plays cleric?
I mean, he likes healer characters sometimes, I feel. So,
I'm still waiting to be, look, like, I have too many ideas for player characters, because I'm always the DM. But at some point, I want to do, like, a Death Domain cleric. I feel like that would be super fun.
Yeah, Eldritch Blast is what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Eldritch Blast.
Bro, you were thinking about Eldritch Blast?
Oh, what?
Yeah. Beam of crackling energy streaks towards a creature within range. That fits their description perfectly. Crackling energy.
Yeah, it's
a beam of crackling energy. A beam, okay, it does say specifically. Beam. So,
oh, that's weird because I.
Because you can cast four beams level 17. You can even do like what Krillin did, like the two beams. So like, that works out.
Anyway, so I wanted to point out that Piccolo and Goku got that fucking newlywed banter. Like, they got a married couple's fucking banter going on in the Raditz fight. It's crazy. I love
the funny thing is, on Crunchyroll, Dragon Ball Z is one of the categories is, like, from enemies to lovers. It's kind of hilarious.
Yo, the way they talk, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah. But...
Goku-Klo.
Goku-Klo. Goku-Klo! Is that their ship name? What about Piku? So cursed! It's so cursed,
man!
Oh my god. Okay, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Yes.
The power levels. I specifically want to talk about the power raider.
Right.
I think it's called. I think that's. I've heard. I don't know where I've heard this. Like, this is years ago. I've heard that it was a dumb thing because at some point they just capped out and then were like, "Oh, we have to go stronger than this," so they just stopped using it. That's what I've heard about it. But for now, it's something neat to like show that the way the cloning does put down their power levels, of course. And I'm assuming they increased the like weight of them. At least Goku's. I'm assuming he went even further in more weight to his clothing. And I mean, they bump up like 100 point almost like by taking it off. So it has to be some giantly high amounts. He said himself that he is like 700 and Goku is like 300. So Goku has a lot of room to like at least
but
like
they,
400.
But they go to 400 after.
Yeah. So at least he still has like 300 of growth. Like he still has a quite a bit to grow. So that's neat.
Yeah,
to, like, show
but
like
this is where we see if it's like a multiplier based on like decimals or if it's like additional power levels if they work together. Like how do two lower power levels interact to come out on top against a higher power level? Like
yeah,
we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
It's gonna be.
Because
it's gonna be weird
that thing. It's like a you know like 1.4 multiplier or whatever or something like that, and then like they're not strong enough. I know I'm pulling out numbers, but the bottom line, what I mean, like, are they going to beat him or not is going to tell us a lot about how power levels interact with each other.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. you can have two low numbers, and if they addition and then when they're fighting together, you're sure. But they don't have the same intelligence. They're not working together with the same body. Basically, they're two separate beings. This could also be stronger than one person with the higher. If they had the same number, let's say you get Goku with the same power level as Goku and Piccolo combined. Might be weaker than them separately because you have two different people that you have to focus on. You guys are fucking with me. I know y'all are looking at something. Anyway,
just check the group chat. Look at the
group chat.
Oh boy!
I just sent the most cursed fucking shit I've ever seen. Oh my god!
You have to dive in.
I can't look. Okay, I'm going to try and describe it. So it's Go Kickalo. It's a family picture of Goku, his wife Piccolo, and his son, fucking son flute. I don't know. It's got to be another fucking like instrument, I guess.
It's Chicolo.
Chichicolo.
Yeah.
Chichicolo. Oh my god, bro.
That's
you called the
group. Oh. Oops. That was some...
Put out your pocket dialing on Discord. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Do we have anything else we have to talk about?
Just that the whole grade ape, the monkey thing is a Saiyan trait. I feel like that was pretty cool. So like, If you have a tail, you're Saiyan. Full moon, you turn into big monkey.
I suppose there's something you mentioned. Like, the whole reason Goku was brought to this Earth was to destroy it, but it's like, exterminate it so they can sell it. Just, I don't know. Like, if they are so strong they can just send a baby to a planet with an implanted mission, what is the strongest being that destroyed the same planet? That's what I'm curious about.
No, they said it's an asteroid.
Yeah, they said a meteor.
Oh, it's a meteor? How could they not destroy it then? They're so strong.
Big meteor.
Strong meteor. Big meteor. I don't know.
The meteor is the end
You know,
it's power level 9,000.
You know the moon in Ocarina of Time? Just like that. That crashed into the same planet.
With the face? That moon?
Yes.
Yeah. It's
angry.
Mm-hmm. So, also, Gohan's power level just shooting up.
It was higher than Raditz.
It was higher than Goku's. We don't know Raditz's yet.
No, but for some reason I had in my head to do with 700. I don't remember.
No, that was 700 was Gohan's. And
right, that's my bad.
Goku and Piccolo are like 400 something right now.
Okay.
So, maybe Dragon Ball has like some power level to it, and that because it's on the ball.
Yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense.
The Dragon Ball's on Gohan's head.
Yeah.
The power ball, the ball has made by God. Probably some power.
Maybe it has power level.
Yeah.
Maybe with the anatomy.
I mean, or it could be that like it's making malfunction because of, because we know that the Dragon Balls emit electromagnetic waves. And that's how the Dragon Scouter works.
Dragon Raider, yeah.
The Dragon Ball Raider. So maybe the Scouter works in a similar way and it's interfering with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyways, we are like way over time.
Lost an arm.
He lost an arm. Oh no. It's not like he can regrow it.
It looks like he can't. Like he's like talking like, oh, I can still go with one arm. He just
takes energy and he doesn't want to. I don't think
he uses it.
I feel like he needs all the energy
takes some life force, which is what he didn't have, wasn't that much of that.
Yeah, so anyway, it's a bit of a longer episode today because obviously we had a lot to talk about with the ending of OG Dragon Ball, so we made it a bit longer, and then we still have the chapters to talk about for Z. But that's gonna do it for us here. Next week we're going to be doing chapters 201 to 210, and for me it's gonna be 6 to 16. It's hilarious. Cursed, but
seven,
hey, here we are.
7 to 16.
7 to 16. I did read.
Yeah.
I did read. 7 to 16. All right, so. With that, we say goodbye to Ryu.
Laters.
Do what?
Bye.
Happy Heroes Ben, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.